turn to a very familiar passage, Psalms 23. I read about a meeting someplace, a large congregation together. And whether it was the moderator or so on, asked the audience if there was anyone who would come and recite Psalm
23.
And a young man, a student, a graduate, came up and recited the psalm flawlessly, with great expression, beautifully said. He asked if there was any other one, anyone else, that would come and recite the psalm. And an old brother comes forward. And he recited the psalm. And when he was finished, when both were finished, the moderator said, the young man knew the psalm, the old man knew the shepherd. I trust everyone here knows the shepherd. The first three verses, they speak, or the psalmist speaks of the Lord, speaks of him.
Verses 4
and 5 speak to the psalmist, or to the shepherd. The psalmist speaks to the shepherd. And the last verse, we find that the Lord is the one, the shepherd is the one who leads them through the wilderness and to the end of the road in the house of the Lord forever. Back to verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. And again I repeat, is anyone, everyone in this room able to say the Lord is my shepherd? Not only our shepherd, or he's everyone's shepherd, but he's my personal shepherd, that I know him in a personal relationship.
अनि अझै म यो कुरा सोच्छु तपाईँ यो कोठामा हुने कतिजना सबैजनाले आफ्नो प्रभुलाई आफ्नो व्यक्तिगत गोठालो बनाउनु भएको छ.
And then he adds, I shall have no need.
अनि उनले भन्छन् मलाई केही कुरा
खाँचो पर्दैन. That is, every need is satisfied. He ministers to me, he gives me all that I could need in my Christian life. All fullness is in him. And it is there for you and me if we receive it. He makes me lie down in green pastures.
In Ezekiel
34, we read of how the shepherd leads his sheep in green pastures and causes them to lie down. You can always tell if A believer has been feeding in the green pastures and is satisfied. A sheep, when he's satisfied, will lie down and chew the cud.
अनि तपाईले सबै कुरा सधैं देख्नुहुन्छ कि जसले राम्रो हरियो खर्कबाट खाँदछ ऊ जहिले पनि सन्तुष्ट हुन्छ जब सन्तुष्ट हुन्छ भेडाले जहिले पनि उग्राउने गर्दछ
Or are you restless, unsatisfied, unsettled?
कि चाहिँ तपाई एकदमै त्रसित खालको हुनुहुन्छ तपाईलाई धेरै कुराको खाँचो परेको अवस्थामा हुनुहुन्छ
When the sheep are restless, they will not feed.
जब भेडाला अशान्ति भएको हुन्छ अब चञ्चल भएका हुन्छन् त्यसबेला उनीहरू एक ठाउँ बसेर चर्दैनन्
And then we find in Ezekiel that there's also trouble sometimes among the sheep. They come shoulder to shoulder, they push each other.
अनि Ezekiel मा हेर्दाखेरि हामीलाई यो थाहा हुन्छ कि कोही बेला भेडाहरू एक आपसमा लडाई गर्छन्
And then not only do they do that, but they trample the food. So the young, the lambs, they have nothing to feed upon. Is that the way it is sometimes in assemblies of God's people? Well, the Lord, if we have been lying down in green pastures, then we read, He leadeth me beside the still waters. Refreshment. Still waters. You know, sometimes we run about and we like to follow a lot of activity.
अनि कति पटक हामी धेरै कामहरू गर्न चाहन्छौ
यु नो अ रशिंग स्ट्रीम इज वेरी प्रिटी
अनि यो बगिरहेको पानी चाहिँ एकदमै राम्रो देखिन्छ
एन्ड वी लाइक टु बी लाइक दैट स्ट्रीम समटाइम्स
र कोही बेला चाहिँ त्यो पानी बगे जस्तै बग्न हामीलाई मन पर्छ
वी वेरी नोइजी वेरी बबली वेरी एक्टिभ
अनि धेरै हल्ला हल्ला गर्ने एकदमै तन्द्रुष्ट भएको हामीले महसुस गर्छौ
But these kind of waters are not deep. They're very shallow.
तरह यो पानी चाहिँ एकदमै गहिरो खालको हुँदैन एकदमै अलिअलि बग्ने खालको मात्रै हो
I think of various scriptures, but just one comes to me that's in Psalm, what is it, 46. He says, Be still and know that I am God.
अनि म धेरै शास्त्रका खण्डहरू सम्झिन्छु तर यहाँ भजन सङ्ग्रह 46 अध्यायमा भन्छ हे मेरो प्राण शान्तिसँग परम प्रभुलाई खोज
And if you read in that psalm, you find there's troubles, mountains are moved, and there's all kinds of troubles all around. But they that wait upon the Lord, there's quietness of spirit.
तर तपाईँले यो भजन सङ्ग्रहमा खोज्दाखेरि यसरी अशान्तिमा परेको समस्यामा परेको डाँडा काँडाहरू हटाइएको अवस्था छ तर पनि प्रभुलाई प्रेम गर्ने आत्माहरू सन्तुष्ट हुन्छन्
These are the waters that flow from the sanctuary.
अनि यो चाहिँ मध्य भागबाट बग्ने पानी हो यो चाहिँ.
And there is a depth there.
अनि त्यहाँ चाहिँ गहिराई हुन्छ.
As a prophet, when he speaks of it, you know, he can go in so far and he's to his knees, then to his ankles. Finally goes in, it's to his waist, and you have to swim in it. These are the waters. That flow out of the sanctuary, that bring us the refreshment, that which sustains us in these troublous times, in difficult scenes.
अहिलेको एकदमै समस्यापूर्ण समयमा हामीले यो कुरा विचार गर्नुपर्छ यदि हामी त्यो पानीमा उभिने हो भनेदेखि हामी त्यसमा डुब्दै जाने भनेदेखि त्यसले हामीलाई बहुतै शान्ति गर्दछ
Now I want to speak on the third verse, He restoreth my soul.
अनि म तेस्रो पदमा जान्छु जहाँ भनिन्छ उहाँले मेरो प्राणलाई पुनर्जीवित पार्नुहुन्छ
But before I do, I want to remind you, do you know the shepherd?
तर यो पदलाई पढ्नुभन्दा अगाडि म फेरि तपाईँलाई सम्झाउँछु तपाईँले चिन्नु भएको छ
The shepherd is the one who died for the sheep.
र गोठालो चाहिँ त्यो हो जसले जसले आफ्नो भेडाको लागि प्राण दिन्छ.
He gave his life that we might live.
हामीले जीवन पाऊ भनेर उहाँले आफ्नो जीवन हामीलाई दिनुहुन्छ.
And we wouldn't want you to leave this room not knowing for sure that you know the shepherd and that he died for your sins.
र तपाईले भेडालाई गोठालोलाई नचिनिकिन तपाईले यो कोठा नछोड्नु होला.
But here this first phrase, he restoreth my soul.
तर यहाँ भन्छ उहाँले मेरो प्राणलाई पुनर्जीवित पार्नुहुन्छ.
I'm so thankful for that verse.
यो पदको लागि म अत्यन्तै धन्यवादी छु.
I ask us all, have you ever needed to be restored?
अनि म यो सोच्छु तपाईलाई पनि के तपाईको प्राण पुनर्जीवित भएको छ?
I don't know where I would be if the Lord hadn't restored me time and time again.
र समयको अन्तरालमा यदि प्रभुले मलाई पुनर्जीवित नगर्नु भएको थियो भने म कहाँ हुन्थे मलाई थाहा छैन.
Not only that, but he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
र उहाँको नामको खातिर उहाँले मलाई धार्मिकताको मार्गमा डोराउनुहुन्छ.
That fits in with the thoughts that we've had in John's epistle.
र यही कुरा चाहिँ आज हामीले योहन्नाको पत्रीबाट हेर्यौं.
He leads me in paths of righteousness. He doesn't lead me in the paths that I like.
र मैले चाहेको बाटोमा त होइन उहाँले डोर्याउने.
Or that I wonder, why isn't he leading me this way? That's the way I would plan.
र म त यता जानु खोजेको थिएँ, किन मलाई त्यतापट्टि उहाँले डोर्याउनुहुन्न?
But he does what's right, the righteous.
कि तर उहाँले चाहिँ हामीलाई धार्मिकताको बाटोमा हिँड्न चाहनुहुन्छ.
And he does it not because I like it.
र त्यो चाहिँ हामीलाई मन परेको कारणले होइन.
But for his name's sake.
तर त्यो चाहिँ उहाँको नामको खातिर उहाँले हामीलाई धार्मिकतामा हिँडाउनु.
And in order that I'm a suited vessel, he has to restore my soul to himself.
र अब उहाँको निम्ति राम्रो वर्तन बन्नको लागि उहाँले मेरो प्राणलाई जीवित पार्नुपर्छ.
And then in verse 4, then he speaks to the shepherd, not only about him, but he speaks to him.
तर यो चार पदमा चाहिँ गएर चाहिँ उहाँले गोठालाको बारेमा मात्रै बताउनुहुन्न, तर गोठालालाई नै उहाँले केही बताउनुहुन्छ.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
अन्धकारमा मैले हिँड्नु परे तापनि म कुनै खतरादेखि डराउने छैन.
There's many scriptures that speak about the shadow of death.
धेरै शास्त्रका खण्डहरू छन् जसले चाहिँ मृत्युको छायाको बारेमा बताउँछ.
You know, death for every human being is a fear. I mean, the body itself fights against dying. It wants to live. There's that struggle within. Death is not a pleasant thing. Not at all.
मर्नु भन्ने कुरा अथवा मृत्युदेखि मान्छे हरेक डराउँछ. मृत्युको कुरा सुन्ने बित्तिकै हाम्रो शरीर काम्दछ.
Family members die.
परिवारजनहरू मर्छन्.
I'm sure there's not a family here that hasn't had death in their family among loved ones.
र मलाई थाहा छ कि यो यहाँनिर कोही पनि छैन होला जसको परिवारहरू मरेको छैन.
But can you look beyond what death?
तर तपाईँले के मृत्युदेखि पारिको अवस्थालाई हेर्न सक्नुहुन्छ?
Do you have a hope of life after death?
र मृत्युदेखि पारिको जीवनको आशा छ तपाईँलाई?
Here we find, I will fear no evil. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
र म कुनै खतरादेखि डराउने छैन, किनकि तपाईँ मेरो साथमा हुनुहुन्छ.
To go through this valley of death, and the Lord says, he's talking to the Lord, or the Lord is saying here, look, for he, the psalmist is saying, thou, addressing the Lord, you know, you're with me. I will fear no evil.
अनि यहाँ चाहिँ अब जहिले पनि गोठालाको बारेमा बताइएको छ, अनि जहाँ चाहिँ म खतरादेखि डराउँदिन.
Without the Lord being with me, I have to fear every step in this life, whatever faces me. I cannot walk alone without the Lord through this world.
र प्रभुको साथ पाइन भनेदेखि म यो संसारमा एक्लै हिँड्न सक्दिन र हरेक कुरामा म डराउनु पर्छ.
To Israel, the Lord said through Moses, you have not gone this way before.
मोसालाई इजरायलमा मोसालाई प्रभुले भन्नुहुन्छ, तिमीले यो बाटो हिँडेका छैनौ.
Therefore, they had to follow the cloud and the ark, the Lord that was with them. He went before them to show them the pathway. So he says, thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
You know,
I've heard many applications for the rod and the staff, but the one that I like is it has a twofold application.
धेरै मान्छेहरूले यो लौरो र लठ्ठीको कुरा गर्छन् अनि यसमा चाहिँ दुईटा कुरा म जान्दछु.
Jacob at the end of his days he leaned upon the staff.
अनि याकूब पनि आफ्नो जीवनको अन्तिम घडीतिर लौरोको साथ लिन्थे.
But we find also that the rod is necessary not to punish the sheep but to drive away the wolf.
तर यो कुरा चाहिँ महत्त्वपूर्ण छ कि त्यो लौरो चाहिँ भेडालाई कुट्नको लागि मात्रै थिएन तर बुवासाहरूलाई खेदाउनको लागि पनि थियो.
But there's also the sheep that tend to wander and go astray. And there the shepherd has that hook, you see, he can hook them back, he can stop them in their path. Lead them, keep them from going astray. So he is the one that shepherds the sheep. He goes before and they follow me.
अनि त्यो लौरोलाई चाहिँ यसरी घोडा भेडाहरू यसरी बाटो बिराउँदाखेरि बाटोमा ल्याउनको लागि पनि हो अनि उनीहरूलाई सही बाटोमा हिँड्नको लागि पनि हो.
I remember one brother speaking about a shepherd and he had no followers. He looked around and there was nobody there. He says that's like if a brother, a would-be shepherd, is going for a walk. He's just going for a walk, you know. He's all alone. But if you want to be a true shepherd, the sheep know the voice of the shepherd. And they follow him.
मैले एउटा भाइको कुरा सुनेको छु कि उनी एक दिन प्रचार गरिरहेका थिए र उनको सन्देश सुन्ने कोही पनि थिएन र भेडाहरू सबै भागिसकेका थिए. त्यसको अर्थ उनले लिन जानु पर्थ्यो अनि यसको अर्थ हो भेडाहरूले उहाँको आवाज सुन्नु पर्छ.
And the staff, the rod and the staff, they're a comfort. I thank God for the times when he's used them, when he's had to use them to draw me back, as I said before, but to keep me in the path and to recognize his presence in times of sorrow and of great stress and comfort. The comfort that he gives far exceeds the sorrow. The joy that he can give.
अनि जुन सान्त्वना उहाँले हामीलाई दिनुहुन्छ त्यसले चाहिँ हाम्रो सबै दुःखहरूलाई जित्दछ.
When carrying a dying child in your arms in the night,
अनि रातको समयमा तपाईँले आफ्नो बित्न लागेको मर्न लागेको एउटा बालकलाई तपाईँले बोक्नु भयो भनेदेखि कस्तो तपाईँलाई हुन्छ.
And to walk and enjoy those night scenes because thou art with me.
तर त्यस्तो घडीमा पनि तपाईँले प्रभुलाई सम्झिनुहुन्छ र प्रभुलाई प्रार्थना गर्नुहुन्छ.
And then in the midst of that we find thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
अनि यसो भनिन्छ कि तपाईँले मेरो शिर तेलले अभिषेक गर्नुभएको छ र मेरो कचौरा भरेर पोखिन्छ.
You know, we are in the presence of the enemies in this world.
हामीलाई थाहा छ कि हामी यो संसारमा शत्रुहरूको पछि छौँ.
And how often have we experienced, dear saints of God, that he spread a table for us?
तर कति समय चाहिँ हामीले आफ्नो पवित्र जनहरूलाई देख्दछौँ कि जहाँनिर प्रभुले हाम्रो निम्ति एउटा कचौरा तयार पार्नु भएको छ.
I want to make an application here to the Lord's table.
र यो चाहिँ प्रभुको टेबलसँग म तपाईँहरूलाई तुलना गर्न चाहन्छु.
It's his table, it's not ours.
यो चाहिँ उहाँको टेबल हो, हाम्रो होइन.
And he would have us gather around that table.
अनि उहाँले हामीलाई त्यो टेबलको वरिपरि भेला भएको छ.
What has he spread for us?
कस्तो महान काम उहाँले हामीलाई गर्नुभएको छ.
The tokens of his suffering love.
र उहाँको दुःखको सबै कामहरूलाई उहाँले त्यहाँ देखाउनुहुन्छ.
There he has displayed to us.
र त्यहाँ नै उहाँले उहाँको सबै करुणालाई देखाउनुहुन्छ.
The depths of the heart of God.
अनि त्यहाँ चाहिँ परमेश्वरको हृदयको गहिराईको कुरा बताउनुहुन्छ.
Him who came here, lo, I come to do thy will, O God.
अनि यहाँ नै प्रभुले भन्नुहुन्छ कि तपाईँको इच्छा पूरा गर्न म यहाँ आए.
His purpose was here to go right to the end in his suffering, bearing all the reproach, all the hatred, all the enmity from around, the enemy himself in the Garden of Gethsemane.
अनि यहाँ नै उहाँले सबै प्रकारको दुःख भोग्नुभयो, निन्दा थुकाई हाम्रो लागि भोग्नुभयो.
When he's reminded us of the supper in 1 Corinthians 11, he begins, that I've received of the Lord that which also I've delivered unto you, that in the same night in which he was delivered up, in which he was betrayed.
अनि उहाँ कोरिन्थीमा यस्तो प्रकारले भनिएको छ कि जुन रात उहाँ पक्राउ पर्नुभयो त्यसै रात उहाँले रोटी लिएर आफ्नो चेलालाई दिनुभयो.
What thoughts went through his heart, his mind, when he felt there what his familiar friend had lifted up his heel against him, Judas, betrayed him with a kiss.
अनि उहाँले आफ्नै मानिसहरूको बाट धोका पाउनुभयो, युदाले उहाँलाई धोका दियो.
He remembers that. He said that from the glory. He says, on that night when I was betrayed. How he felt the unbelief of those around. He was grieved in his spirit when he saw the unbelief, even of his own disciples. They slept when they should be watching with him.
उहाँसँगै यसरी हेरिरहनु पर्नेमा तिनीहरू सुतिरहेका थिए.
Could you not watch with me 1 hour?
उहाँले भन्नुहुन्छ एक घन्टा पनि एकछिन बस्न सकेनौ भन्नुहुन्छ.
But alone he went.
अनि एक्लै उहाँ त्यहाँ जानुभएको थियो.
And he went to the end, to the cross.
अनि एक्लै उहाँ क्रूससम्म जानुभयो.
And there, when man had done all that his wicked heart could devise,
र मान्छेको खराब हृदयले गर्ने सम्भव सबै कुरा गरिसकेपछि,
then in those hours of darkness,
र अन्धकारको समय बितेपछि,
he took your sins and mine,
अनि उहाँले तपाईँ हाम्रो पापलाई लिनुभयो.
And God righteous holy God smote him as it were stroke upon stroke, made him sin who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God.
अनि धार्मिक परमेश्वरले उहाँलाई यसरी सबै पापी बनाउनु भयो, अनि जसमा पाप थिएन उहाँमाथि हाम्रो सबै पाप हालिदिनु
भयो,
अनि परमेश्वरको महिमाद्वारा उठाइनु भयो.
Seated at his God's right hand,
उहाँको दाहिने हातमा उहाँ बस्नुहुन्छ.
And in that supper, he says, as oft as you do this, you announce the Lord's death. Where do we announce it? Here in this world.
जब जब तिमीहरूले यो गर्दछौ तिमीहरूले मेरो मृत्युको प्रचार गर्दछौ.
In the presence of the angels in heaven, they're looking down.
अनि स्वर्गदूतहरूको साथमा उहाँले तल हेर्नुहुन्छ.
But here in the presence, the prince and the god of this world.
तर हामी चाहिँ यो संसारको देवहरूको वरिपरि छौ.
Every time when the saints are thus announcing the death of our Lord, he knows that was his defeat.
अनि जब प्रभुका जनहरूले उहाँको सम्झना गर्दछन् र त्यो भोजबाट खाँदछन् त्यसबेला शैतानले सम्झिँदछ ऊ हार्दछ.
And he will use no spare no efforts to disrupt such a meeting, whether they be 2 or 3.
र जब यसरी दुई या तीन जना भेला भएर यो कुरा गर्छन् त्यसबेला दुष्टले ठूलो हार खाँदछ.
But oh, how blessed to be of that company, thus to be in his presence.
र उहाँको उपस्थितिमा हुनु कति राम्रो कुरा हो.
To be identified with the one that was cast out here. But associated with him in glory, for he says, do this until I come. Surely, he says, or then following that, there's many other tables in Scripture. Just mention one more quickly in Luke. Luke chapter 12. When the Lord says to the disciples, well, we don't know, but when the Lord comes, and when in that coming day, he will gird himself and bid his servants to sit down at meat. And he will come forth and serve them.
You know,
I've sometimes, just in my feeble way, I've tried to imagine the table, how long it might be. You know, and he's going to have us all sit down. He does not sit down. He has pledged to be the servant forever. The Hebrew servant, Exodus 21. And he loved his master. I love my wife. I love my children. I will not go out free. He made the pledge to serve his own for all eternity.
Thou
anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. The Spirit of God, effectively the Spirit of God, anointed, as it were, and the overflowing worship and praise that goes back to him. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
I don't
know how many days that'll be. But
it
doesn't matter. All the days.
Yeah.
There will be no lapse on its part. But he doesn't talk about death here now. His mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So we are waiting not for the undertaker, but for the uptaker who will take us to glory without seeing death. But we will all be changed when he will fashion these bodies of weakness, humiliation, and change them like unto his body of glory.
Is
everybody waiting for that day? Today is still the day of grace. No matter how old or young you are, the shepherd is waiting for all. He wants to be your shepherd. God bless his word.
Amen. Could we just look at two brief verses? Brother, would you mind? The first one is at the beginning of Psalm
45.
Just the first few words of Psalm
45.
And I have here the Darby version. I just read it first. My heart is welling forth with a good matter.
मेरो हृदयमा एक असल कुराले भरिएर पोखिन्छ.
I trust that for everyone here, that is the same experience.
मलाई लाग्छ कि तपाईहरु जति यहाँ हुनुहुन्छ तपाईले पनि यो कुरा भन्न सक्नुहुन्छ.
That our hearts have been overflowing, as it were, with a good matter, regarding a good matter.
अनि हाम्रो सबैको हृदयमा एउटा असल कुराले बास गरेको हुनुपर्छ.
You may ask, what is that good matter?
तपाईले प्रश्न लाग्छ होला, सोध्न मन लाग्छ होला, त्यो राम्रो कुरा असल कुरा चाहिँ के हो त?
I trust that good matter for each one of us is the truth.
अनि यो असल कुरा चाहिँ तपाई हाम्रो लागि चाहिँ सत्यता हो, साँचो कुरा हो.
Our brother has shared with us some wonderful, encouraging truths in Psalm 23.
हाम्रो दाजुले हामीलाई भजन संग्रह 23 बाट एकदमै राम्रो सन्देश सुनाउनु भयो.
He reminded us to enjoy, in order to enjoy these wonderful experiences, we need to know the Lord as our personal shepherd.
अनि यो सत्यतालाई जान्नका लागि र हामीले उपभोग गर्नुपर्छ भने हामीले प्रभुलाई हाम्रो व्यक्तिगत मुक्तिदाताको रूपमा चिन्न पर्छ.
Again, I trust, as our brother also challenged each one of us, I trust that you all know the Good Shepherd personally.
अनि अघि हाम्रो दाजुले तपाईँलाई सोधे जस्तै तपाईँले पनि आफ्नो असल गोठालो चिन्नु भएको छ होला.
Going back to this good matter.
अनि यो असल कुराको विषयमा फेरि भन्नु पर्दा,
the truth.
सत्यताको कुरा बताउनु पर्दा,
walking in the truth.
र सत्यतामा हिँड्ने विषयमा बताउनु पर्दा,
like to look at just one verse. We all know quite well, I believe.
हामीलाई थाहा भएको एउटा पद पढ्न चाहन्छु.
It is in the book of Amos.
र यो चाहिँ आमोसको पुस्तकमा पाइन्छ.
Chapter 3 and verse 3.
अनि त्यो चाहिँ 3 अध्यायको 3 पदमा.
Amos chapter 3 verse 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed?
अनि यहाँ भनिएको छ कि
Amos chapter 3 verse 3.
3 को 3 मा दुई जनाको आपसमा सहमति नभए सम्म ती के दुई सँगसँगै हिँड्छन् र.
Throughout this day, as we've been considering the truth,
आजको दिनभरि हामीले सत्यताको विषयमा सुन्यौं.
Walking in the truth, the indwelling of the truth, a faithful service for the truth.
अनि सत्यतामा हिँड्ने, सत्यताले बास गर्ने र सत्यतामा जीवन बिताउने विषयमा पढ्यौं.
This verse came to my heart.
यो पद मलाई सम्झनामा आयो.
Can two walk together except they be agreed?
र सहमति नभएसम्म दुई जना एकसाथ हिँड्न सक्छन् र.
I trust that we all agree that the truth, the Lord Jesus, that is the way. He is the way, the truth and the life.
अनि मलाई लाग्छ कि तपाईले यो कुरा जान्नु भएको छ कि प्रभु येशु ख्रीष्ट चाहिँ बाटो, सत्य र जीवन हुनुहुन्छ.
If we want to walk with him, we must agree with him.
यदि हामी उहाँसँग हिँड्न पर्छ भने हामी उहाँसँग मिल्न पनि पर्छ.
We can't tell the Lord, you agree with me because this is what I need, this is what I want to do.
र तपाईले मेरो कुरा मान्नु पर्छ भनेर हामीले प्रभुलाई भन्न मिल्दैन.
We must agree to his word, to his will, to his way.
हामीले उहाँको वचन, उहाँको इच्छा र उहाँको बाटोलाई मान्नुपर्छ.
Why?
किन त्यसो गर्नु त?
Because his word says so.
किनभने उहाँको वचनले नै हामीलाई त्यो कुरा भन्छ.
It is impossible to walk with him if we are not in agreement with him and his word.
र उहाँको वचनलाई हामी मान्दैनौँ भनेदेखि हामी प्रभुको साथमा हिँड्छौँ भनेर भन्न मिल्दैन.
We cannot cherry pick. I don't know if you can translate that into Nepali. We cannot pick and choose what we like from the truth. It is all or nothing. We need to be in agreement with everything in His Word. I believe Brother Mark may have mentioned earlier, rightly so, for each one of us, there are times in our life, perhaps every day, where we have times for everything that we think we need to do. Vacation, play time, sport time, whatever it may be. In the Gospel of Matthew, we are encouraged to seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all these things will be added unto you. The food we need, the clothing we need, everything, God will supply our needs. We discover this when we walk with Him and when we talk with Him. But we obviously need to be walking in the truth to know what to do. And just a word of warning for each one of us. There are many denominations out there. And no doubt there are many believers amongst those denominations. There are also many other religions out there. There are many things that would take our attention away from the truth. And I'm not going to tell you what you can and can't do. But we must be aware when we go amongst those other denominations or groups or people or friends, we are exposing ourselves to the dangers and things which are contrary to the truth. We did read a portion earlier about warning us of those that we may welcome into our home. Indeed, we are warned not to welcome them into our home. If when we go to these other denominations or groups, we may see they have a pastor. They may have their diatrophies. Is that according to the truth we've been learning today? Why would we want to go to something that is against God's word? Those who seek preeminence, there may be churches with pastors and wonderful preachers in these various denominations. Do you believe that God would bless such places that are against His will? I just mention this in light of the verse that we just read in Amos. But to end on an encouraging note, I trust, the thought here should not be that we should agree with one another, such that the strongest one may be the one with the most followers. But if we agree on that which is in Scripture, we should walk together. May we each have that desire to walk in the truth, and as we each walk in the truth, we will enjoy that fellowship one with another.
र सत्यतामा हिँड्यो भने मात्रै हामीले एक आपसमा संगति गर्न सक्छौँ.
And if we are following the truth,
यदि हामीले सत्यतालाई पालन गर्छौँ भने
there should not be any room for disagreement.
र कुनै प्रकारको विवाद गर्ने कामै छैन.
And we can enjoy a happy fellowship one with another.
एक आपसमा मिलेर खुसीको संगति गर्न सकिन्छ.
Which is what we will ultimately enjoy when we're in the glory above.
र त्यो कुरालाई नै हामीले महिमामा पनि अभ्यास गर्नेछौँ.
But what a joy it is and a privilege for us even now in the presence of our enemies, as it were, to enjoy this fellowship one with another until he comes.
र उहाँ नआउन्जेलसम्म हामीले यो संगति गर्न पाउनु कति असल कुरा हो.
May it be so for his name's sake.
उहाँको महिमाको लागि यस्तै होस्. Thank you.